קטע הכנה לשיעור מתוך כתבי רבש כרך ב'
Preparation passage for the lesson from the writings of the Rabash. What is it that before the Egyptian minister fell, they weren't answered in the work? Only to those people who want to leave the control of the evil, the Lord discovers a form of the evil to them, and they think that they get worse every time. And the truth is that their mind shows that every time you exert, you advance more or less, but never go back. The excuse is that you don't go back, but advance to the true form, and how much the evil can actually control them. And then, when they have the full vessel of evil, then the Creator gives them help. Then everyone can see that the Creator was listening to prayers all the time. And we need to strengthen ourselves a lot and not run away from the match, but believe that the Creator is listening to every prayer from every mouth. There is no other force in the world but one force, and it is the force of the Creator. And He always listens in anything we turn to Him. Well, it comes out of here that we need to organize around man a security belt that he will be concerned for himself as much as he is burdened with the heavy load, as much as they will open his vessel of feeling to see how evil he is. That the advancement is measured how quickly he awakens and how happy he is by the burdening of the heart. As Bala Sulam writes, I am happy with the evil that is revealed to me, and starts working with it. What does it mean, work together with them? All these obstacles that he doesn't want to and doesn't need it, and it's hard and it's not worth it, and all kinds of burdening and heaviness, and the friends aren't friends, and the teacher knows nothing, and this life isn't a life, and what am I going to do? In short, and he can be in a state that really the world around him is demolished, and the people are depressed, and nothing but him, when looking at them, he sees them successful. That's what they show him. Remember that? When he sees all the simple people on the street, that they're full of life, they're smart. It's all this theater that we really need to organize that security belt around man, that he will feel himself always to have the force, the powers to walk ahead. And in that marching ahead, there's two conditions. One is that the group directs him to the Creator, and the second, that he always turns to the Creator to receive the force of bestowal, to be above the force of the desire to receive, that the Creator will awaken in him. And that's how he advances. That's why he says, only the people who want to leave the control of the evil, that make efforts on their own, because we can say, if the Creator does everything, if the light does everything, the light corrects the man, and who am I? Why should I do any step ahead towards the friends? Supposedly that I have to be with them. No, the light won't influence me if I don't do whatever's in my power to do. The simple things, to worry, to unite, to hug, to connect, to do all kinds of regular actions with your not true intentions, that doesn't matter. But on these untrue intentions and these actions that have lies in them, the Creator brings you the heaviness that you don't want to do it and you don't need to do it. And then from that, what does he say? To them, the ones who want to get out of the control of the evil, the Creator discovered their form of evil. And they think that they become worse every time. The state becomes further and further away from the goal. But truthfully, the mind says that every time you advance with exertion, you really do advance to the goal you want to get to, but never walk back what seems to man. The man has nothing to judge by his own eyes. And the excuse is that you don't walk back, but advance to the true form. You don't advance to what man thinks, according to his vessels, but to the truth. And then, as much as the evil can work in them, meaning in the same height, the same depth, the same volume, when the evil is revealed in man, he is able, with society, to bring himself back to the correct place, to turn to the Creator, and then, without the society, he almost 100% that he's going to forget that you have to turn to the Creator. And he misses out on the awakening that the Creator gave him. That it really happened for nothing, without any, got nothing from this whole state of revealing the evil. So the society has to be here that brings him to the right place and tells him from that fall where he needs to turn to now, how he needs to react. It's like a mother holding on to the child, and then he can take a step ahead. And then he takes that step. And then when he has that Kli of the evil in the recognition of the evil, then the Creator helps him when he screams, and the Creator gives him help, that everyone sees that the Creator was always listening to our prayers, that he actually brought him through the good and bad states. And we need a great strengthening and not to run away from that match, but believe that the Creator is listening to every prayer, meaning that in every state and from every state, if man tries to constantly organize that direction to the Creator, to be in Him, in support, that he will do it. Meaning, our ability to overcome the ego is not that I am fighting my laziness, fighting the bad feeling, fighting the tiredness, the state that I feel myself in evil, or that everybody... I don't feel support from the friends. The exertion has to be in organizing the things prior to the state that it shows up, in the preparation. That's what we also learn from Yaakov, who prepared himself. You know, he has the Gimel Kavim, the three lines. In the meeting with Esav, that it says there. And in that man can grab himself and place himself into the state where it's not up to him. That's what we have to do. It's like when we make insurance. I don't know what's going to happen a second from now. I want to insure myself that the moment that I can't control myself, somebody will take care of me, the one who has the ability. And he will take care of me, and he'll do it correctly, and he'll do everything to do good to me. So I do that in advance. Study, take commitments and chores and everything, duties, group, I organize everything that if I fall, I won't get lost. And that's how we advance. Okay? Or questions? Can I ask a question and, without getting up? And Eli will translate here. Can you explain how this works? How is my current exertion in some action? How does it help me to correct my desire to receive?
To the extent one prepares himself in that safety belt that would hold him constantly in the right direction, in the right manner, accordingly, the light, the Creator, can arrange for him a faster advancement. And then it all depends on the person. I'm awakening the dawn. Meaning, by me preparing the group, dissemination, studying and all the things around me, so that will hold me and I won't run away. So to the extent I will receive the darkest state in my vessels of reception with respect to the teacher, the Creator, the group, the studying towards everyone. Even if I receive the most negative sensation, I have arranged everything so that I won't run away. That means losing spiritual awareness. Consciousness, and I won't run away. Why? Because they will hold me. I've arranged it with them. This is called avud. And then if I prepare that, then immediately I deserve receiving that disconnection from sanctity. Foreign thoughts, bad attitude towards everyone, disrespect, confusion, tiredness, lack of importance of the goal, pretty much. That's in total. Yes. And then when I'm disconnected from the true, real reality, then the society cares for me. And then I'm recovering. What does it tell me, the society? It tells me that this is from above, it's from the Creator, that everyone is in love, that everyone is in chibur, etc. In short, it arranges for me the connection. And then I am turning to the Creator. The first aid is given by the society, the environment. So if it's so, very quickly you recover from everything and take tack, immediately. The sense turn up in very quickly and one goes through it. That too, instead of 400, 210 exile of Egypt, we'll speak one day about this measure. Yes, or two. You don't need, you just say it and speak up.
What should I ask for from the Creator for the friends? Do I have to take the friend into consideration?
If I turn to the Creator, then here we need to think, first of all, what am I turning to Him with? What am I asking for? The Creator is the field of bestowal, the force of bestowal that fills up everything. There's none else but Him. Only Him and only bestowal. Therefore, then what does He have to do? What can you ask of Him? Only bestowal. In His mind, the force of bestowal is good. In my mind, there's a question, but I need to know that I can't turn to him with anything else. Nothing else. The fact the whole world is screaming, crying out to the Creator, and everyone thinks that he's praying, give charity, light candles, I don't know, everyone does in the all kind of rituals. It is all just shooting in the air. To the Creator, one turns only to receive from him the force of bestowal, to be like him, to come near him, meaning according to the equivalence of form, according to the qualities. You want to be like him, ask for it. For your request is the vessel in which you receive the force of bestowal. But beside that, you have nothing to receive from him. He has nothing else beside that. It's the force of bestowal, a pure force of bestowal. And that's it. Hence, if you're turning to the Creator, then you should know that if you are turning to him truly, then your request should be only for the power of bestowal. Now, if it is for the power of bestowal, then what are you asking? I want to have the power to bestow. What for? You need to bring a vessel, a lock. To whom you intend to bestow? You need to show that you have someone to bestow upon. Otherwise, what luck do you have? If you aren't saying that, well, I want to bestow to my friend, say, to Niv, I want to bestow upon him, then I'm saying, I have a luck to bestow upon him, give me the force of bestowal. But if I don't have the luck of bestowing to Niv, then my request is just idle request. It's not a request even. It is considered that I have no luck. I'm just turning to him. An empty cry. So I won't receive anything. Hence we, if now a lack is being revealed in the world, that the world wants a correction, we need to bring the world's deficiency to integrate with the world. And we want to organize them and bring them in a form that is the closest to the Creator. And then we are taking their lack, their suffering, whereas they don't even understand why, and it doesn't matter. But we are turning to the Creator in order to receive, to take from him the force of bestowal, and that force arranging the world that is in helplessness and suffering and does know himself how to arrange himself whatsoever, none. Meaning you should always be equipped with an alien force, a lower force that desire a change, a correction. Hence you need to ask for the friend. He who prays for his friend is rewarded first. What does that mean? Rewarded first, because through him all the light goes to the friend who is asking for it. Yes. Yes, sit down. Don't need.
Do I have to let the group know I got a heavening of the heart?
Possibly, yes. Possibly they know about it. The group itself need to try and locate it, because the person who received the burning of the heart usually shuts down. You can't ask someone who fell unconscious to behave normal, as healthy. Hence, I have no claims or criticism to a person who fall. On the contrary, as Bala Sulam says, I'm glad about the wickeds that have been revealed. However, have you prepared your environment to support you the moment you fall? However, once you fell and you can't talk to them and you're silent and you shut down, you say, no, it's all okay, leave me alone, you know. So the society, the group need to be sensitive to all such behaviors. Can demand of a person at the time of descent, how should I put it? Balanced, normal behavior. Yes. Speak no, without the mic. You don't need the mic.
If I want to help a friend, I see the friend has problems. Do I ask the creator? I ask the creator, I want to help him. Does that help? Do I help him or do I help myself when I ask the creator for help for him?
I'm acting for the whole world because the whole world is my soul. This is how I would put it. I'm not dividing myself then into the friend, the creator, and myself. There aren't three of us. Rather, three of us in that, we are becoming as one place. A vessel is, I say, is Gilgaltenai, and Achab, the friend. And the light is the creator that arranges the connection among everyone and fills up everyone. And then the light is within the Kli, and it is called Vekut, adhesion.
Ken.
Yes.
Ken
American.
Right now to the 99%.
It's for about the dissemination for the 99%. What is our main message right now to the 99%? What do we need to do? 1, 2, 3, if you can say it.
We need to understand that the 99% is the same part of the general soul that joins us. We must. It's not that we want, but we must. Not that we are longing for it, rather the Creator reveals to us that the entire world, as Bala Sulam writes, is one family and we stand no choice. We must take it as part of our soul. My soul, our soul, doesn't matter if one should think like that. That must be corrected and fulfilled with the light of bestowal. We have no other choice. This is how it reveals to us that that too belongs to you. As every time in the person reveal the corrupted desires, the person have to take them into account and demand correction over them. Another slice, another slice, another slice. Ascend, descend, sense, descend. Yes. Accordingly, in external vessels, with respect to the world, yes, he revealed the corrupted part, and you stand no choice, you must work with it. Hence, he who thinks he can work without the world, in his foolishness, does not understand that the whole world is his soul. It's his vessel that he must correct, and by doing so, receive his next world, his chibur with the Creator. And there are those who are shut down in the room, they study in a small group, they don't want dissemination. So they're on the path. I'm not saying they aren't. You can't clean cut it like that. We're in a process. There are those who don't understand it, those who study in such way, who don't think the integral education is a necessary thing. However, we have no other choice. We are the veterans. We must take all this vessel as the Creator reveals as all for us. Nothing to do about it. That's it. Obviously, it would have been easier, seemingly, to do the corrections in a small group without any connection with the rest of the groups and taking into account something that isn't below you. However, the Creator arranges it differently. He actually specifically, our Kli, the need to undergo correction. My inner Kli is connected to the external Kli, meaning I can't correct myself if I wouldn't concern for the vessels that seemingly physically aren't in me or far. I must care for them as if to them it's all such illusion, imagination, that there are people that are not dependent upon me, that are in all kind of states, bad, good, and with respect to them I can be apathetic, and even if I don't care and they feel bad and I feel some ascent because with respect to them I measure my state to the extent I'm better than others, even a little bit. Nevertheless, I feel myself more successful, etc. So the situation is revealed within me as I must begin to correct my vessels towards greater vessels, meaning I need to care for the whole world as my own, although I don't feel myself as ready for it. But this is how it is revealed. There's nothing you can do about it. And Baal HaSulam writes about it as well. Yes.
Adam from Khadira is asking, if the Creator, my friends, and me are one, so why does a personal request make a flaw?
Because the personal request isn't the request of bestowal. It seems to you as a friend, but the difference between you is the ego that separates between you. And then if you are asking to bestow upon him, for the Creator to bestow upon him and not you, then you overcome your ego. If you will be as one with a friend, then indeed there won't be even a question about bestowal to you or him. You won't asking for you guys at all. Rather, for those who are distant from you, in the distance of the ego. If the friend is already connected to you, then the ego doesn't separate between you, so you have no request. Yes.
Sergei from Dnepropetrov is asking, where will the desire to bestow from the friends come from?
From trying to, you'll try to connect to them, and over and over and over again you will think and think and think about it, although you do not want. The upper light would bestow upon you in the form of surrounding light, and you will start seeing importance in it, and even a sensation you'll have that all of a sudden you begin to feel about the friends as your relatives. You start feeling them as your relatives, just like that. That's a problem. I understand. However, there's no choice. When there are clans or tribes, and within them there were families, as they all also engaged in the work of the Lord, then it was easier. There's a great difference also whether the student is close to the teacher, say, or that there is a connection between the friends, a family links. But the connection that is revealed nowadays in the world is truly hard work. Because there's distance, there's even rejection and hatred, and natural hatred. And we need to work above it. Yes.
Student from Europe is asking, what is bestowing to the friend? What is bestowing to the friend?
Bestowing towards the friend, if he is a friend, then he needs the force of bestowal. That's what you're asking for him. And in your ego, you can ask for him. About yourself, you can't ask the force of bestowal. I want the force of bestowal. Well, you don't want. About the friend, for the friend, you can ask. And he can ask for you. And it would be the truth. Do you understand that trick? By that we ascend to another degree, another floor, another level of intentions. Yes, Hanoch.
What is the correct action when I recognize in my vessels a friend or a group of friends that they have some process of constantly descending and coming to morning lessons, and I see they're dropping. So on one hand, I can come and say I can give it to them in the face. Sometimes I have to say no, I have to justify them, I have to be nice. So my question is what to do, because when I see somebody, a family member or somebody important for me, bringing himself to disaster, I'll do everything I can to prevent it. The question is, what is the correct way to treat it here?
And the right way is to speak to other friends and decide together, not alone, because you too are in different states. All right, what are we doing? And in those very days, all right, booklet, it's article of Shamati 159.